Hi there, and wishing you a really lovely Sunday. I hope you've had a great weekend, and I wanted to do another simplistic Sunday to get you prepared for the week ahead and just to be able to focus in on yourself as you start a new week. So the simplistic Sunday series that I've been doing over the course of the last number of weeks is to really just help you prepare for the week ahead so that any stresses that you know are coming up, that you can get on top of them more so mentally or even emotionally. As we know, life brings us a lot of unexpected things and unplanned things. So life can bring stresses to us in our general day-to-day week, even as terms of simple things like timeframes going wrong or deadlines going wrong or extra pressure being put on us. So what I like to get you to do is just to really focus in on the week ahead and think about what things that are coming up this week might you be feeling a bit anxious, a bit stressed about, or even a bit overwhelmed. Also, are there things coming up this week that you're excited about? Maybe you're going out on a date with somebody. Maybe you've got an interview coming up that you're excited about. Maybe you're going to be doing an exam. Maybe you're actually handing in your notice. Maybe you're going for a big business meeting. Maybe you're going to make this the week that you make a really conscious decision about doing something. Maybe you're going to be starting something new. And all of those things, even though they're exciting, can actually be overwhelming in a good way, or maybe create some anxiety or panic. So what I'd ask you to do now is just to think ahead for the week, looking at the good and also any negative stresses that are coming up, and take a moment. You can even pause the audio now if you need to, just to think about those, how you're feeling about them, and what emotions they're bringing up for you. When you think about the emotions, and just asking yourself why those emotions are coming up. So what we're trying to get you to do here is to really pinpoint exactly how you're feeling, exactly what's coming up for you emotionally. And the reason to do this is, one, yes, to help you to look at your stress and look at maybe some coping strategies. And we talked about resilience a couple of weeks ago. You can go back through the teachings and listening to one of the audios on that, about coping strategies that you can implement over the course of the week to make sure that you are as able as possible, within reason, of course, to be able to deal with some pressureful, good or bad situations that might come up. So you might use some breathing techniques. We did a lovely 3-day series last week on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday of meditation. You might go back and listen to those. You might go for a walk. You might meet a friend to talk. You might journal or write things down. So as you look ahead at these things, ask yourself what coping strategies or coping techniques you can bring in to actually help yourself talk yourself through the stress or talk yourself into a place of more calm and more balance. Okay, the next thing I'd ask you to do is it just even tune in with where you are now. So before the week is starting, before you concentrate on any of these other things, actually just start to think about in yourself at this moment in time how you're feeling emotionally. How was your week last week? How was your weekend been? You know, I talked about this again a week or two ago, about when we're focusing in ourselves, for example, in terms of how we're vibrating. If we're feeling good and happy, we can vibrate at a high level. And if we're feeling, you know, a little bit lower, we're vibrating at a lower level. So it's important just to get an indication of where you're at on that scale. Are you feeling good? Are you feeling positive? Are you feeling down? Are you feeling low? Or maybe you're just somewhere in between. So all of these things are just getting you to really just focus in on yourself, minding yourself, looking after yourself, and clearing out the headspace. One thing I actually did in a coaching session with someone this week was, it was finding it difficult to sleep. We talked about how to kind of, you know, have a better sleep routine. And one of the things I said you could do is, and you might do this tonight or anytime during the week you're feeling stressed, is sit at the edge of your bed, and before you get into bed, literally write out what you're feeling stressed about, okay? Because what that does is it actually allows you to kind of de-junk and get the things out of the mind and onto paper. So that when you go to bed, often we can go asleep and these stresses are still ongoing in our subconscious, that even though we're asleep, the brain is still quite activated by them. And we can wake up in the middle of the night, maybe in a thought, we can wake up in panic in the morning, and we don't know why, because we haven't been aware or conscious of thinking these thoughts. So that's just a little bit of a tip as well, of something you could do today before you progress in your week ahead, or something you might need to do during the week. So looking at what's coming up for you, what potentially could be stressful, how you're vibrating or feeling at this time emotionally in yourself right now, even physically. Are you tired? Are you feeling under the weather? You know, are you a bit run down? Are you energized or energetic? Looking at the coping strategies that you can use to help yourself feel more balanced over the course of the week, and looking at how to de-junk the mind as you enter into your sleep for the night. So I look forward to connecting with you this week. I am away this week in Spain. By the time you are listening to all of these, I will actually be in Spain. All of your teachings will go out at the same time. I send the teachings, because there's so many members at this point, I automate everything. So I record everything and do everything fresh actually each day, but I automate them. So one thing that may happen just today is because I've been set the times for Irish time today, I'm not sure if it'll switch to Spanish time. So if you get yours an hour earlier, that's just the reason, but I'll know that from looking at the being able to track everything in the evening time. And if that's the case, I'll make sure for Monday that it's different for you. Also, if there's any problem with not getting any texts or anything like that, if anything doesn't go through off the automated thing, just let me know. Like I said, I do record these teachings daily and I do the text messages daily just to keep it very fresh. And I like to keep in tune with where everything's at. So just focus in on that. If you need to let me know about anything, please don't hesitate to give me a text and let me know. I wish you a really great week, and I'll be connecting with you over the course of the week. Thanks a million.